If Kevin Lynch had to put God on a billboard, he has a slogan ready to go.
She is loving, compassionate, forgiving, understanding, and approachable.
Lynch is CEO of Lynch Jarvis Jones, an advertising agency based in Minneapolis. He says he once led the fast life in the field of advertising, but all of that changed when he started to seek deeper meaning in his work. The company only takes on projects that elevate advertising to what he says is higher ground. Lynch calls a lot of advertising socially toxic, personally shallow, and spiritually meaningless. He says many advertisers encourage attitudes and behaviors that harm people.
The system of capitalism, which is built on consumption, has sold people a dream that is when they reach a point financially, materially, where they can seize that dream. And so they get the dream, they get the cotton candy that they've been looking at, and they bite into it, and they see that there's nothing there, and it's not nutritious. And they get kind of mad about that, and they get they feel let down. I mean, so it sounds really old-fashioned, but they find that happiness comes from what they learn, comes from relationships, and it comes from spiritual connections.
Lynch says he burned out after too much shallow, meaningless work, so he created his own firm to use the power of advertising to promote positive social change. Ads like this one.
Smart fight. Don't you see that star? Push. The shove with one angry word. And you see how it ends. Heartbroken mamas. With fathers and babies. Crying in their beds at night. You're the one. So you learn to use your head instead of your fist. And you learn to walk away. When you walk away, it's now. You're the one.
This kind of work lends personal meaning to Lynch's professional life. He seeks to balance his priorities, which are God, family, and work.
Generally, society in the world of business really tries to drive a wedge between all those three things. You know, you're supposed to leave your values at the door when you go to work, and you're supposed to make work more important than your family. And I mean, the basic system does not create harmony between those things.
Lynch, like many of the baby boom generation, wants to carry his personal values into the workplace, but he understands it's not a priority for all of his employees. Margaret Lulick, a Minneapolis author and business consultant, says Lynch is part of a larger trend. She works with a number of companies trying to create a new workplace dynamic because many professionals are looking for spiritual meaning on the job.
As many of us are aging and we're no longer that youthful generation, of course new questions come up about vision, values, virtue. How do you do good and make money? How do you lead a balanced life? All of those really are spiritual issues, because our spiritual life is about everything that's intangible. It's love, it's care, it's relationships, it's nurturing, it's safety, it's peace, it's harmony, it's all those kinds of things.
But Lulick says the quest for greater meaning is not just up to the individual worker. Employers have a role in this too.
What do you really believe the people that work here are about? Are they replaceable cogs in the machine? Are they dispensable? Or are they somehow sacred? So it's really a shift in, number one, what you think about the people who work in a place and what your sense of responsibility is to them. It's also a different shift in what you think about your customers. Do you think of your customers as people to be had? To try to create wants they don't really have, and to get as much as you can from them, or do you think about them as really important people you want to serve?
Lulick says while baby boomers are leading the drive to seek greater meaning through work, she sees people in their 20s and early 30s searching too. As the children of baby boomers, they've experienced firsthand the consequences of parents who chose work over family. Lulick says in order to lure this new generation into the workplace, business and industry will have to change to create a more satisfying work environment. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.